is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There have been 114 people, along with new Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who have served on the Supreme Court since it was established in 1789. 98 of them have been white men, 2 have been African American, 1 has been Hispanic, and 4 have been women. Some Amazon workers are concerned that the company's announcement that it was raising the minimum wage for all workers to $15 could mean losing thousands of dollars for them if it meant loss of bonuses and stock options. Rappler, a Philippine newsroom that is helping Facebook root out fake news stories, says, "We're cleaning up Facebook's mess," and believes that they should do more because the nonprofit is overmatched and outgunned. 97% of internet users in the Philippines access the web through Facebook. Mad Magazine has attracted attention and celebration for a damning and dark 4-page school shooting strip tracking the alphabet with a child that could be shot in a shooting tragedy. London's Olympic Park is becoming a model for other Olympic hosts by having made sustainability a goal and limiting the number of permanent structures and using temporary venues instead with an eye to the future. Democrats are pushing health care on their messaging for the midterms, and Republicans are pushing their tax cuts and their alignment with Trump. Some stadium development projects are moving ahead and away with public subsidies in some cases. The Texas Rangers have joined with a private company to build an entertainment complex, hotel, and convention facility near their new location. The Philadelphia Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks also, are planning a 30-acre mixed-use development. Nearly 1 in 3, 29% of U.S. workers plan to leave their company within the next year because they don't think they're taking home enough money, according to compensation software company Becom's 2018 Compensation and Culture Report. The report found that 31% of workers did not believe they were fairly compensated, regardless of their race or age, and that more than half of women, 52%, believed there was a gender pay disparity at their company. The Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.